Hello? Anybody there?
Hello. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinion are very important to the success of this survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely going to vote? Likely to vote?
I already voted by mail.
Okay. But let me ask you, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Definitely will vote or likely will vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each one, I would like for you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like then you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Here's the first one. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Robin Ficker.
Unsure.
Chris Chaffee.
Unsure.
Larry Hogan.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
If the May 2024 Republican primary elections for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Excuse me?
Larry Hogan.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Yes.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Strongly support it.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all? Energy dependency for this country.
Very important.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Somewhat important.
Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. And here's the first one. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Does more likely.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him. Here's the first one. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or much less likely to support him?
Less likely.
Much more likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you much more likely, much less likely to support him?
More likely.
As Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open, does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. I would like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Flicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Someone else.
And generally speaking, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
Would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only, and I will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age group do you fall? 18, 39, 40, 49, 50, 59, 60 or older?
50 to 69.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day. Thank
you're welcome,
sir.